Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired.
You can get this free crypto if the orb scans your eye. WorldCoin's backers see it as a potential first step to a universal basic income. By Gian Volpicelli, Wired UK. Sam Altman wants to give every person on the planet free money, or rather, free cryptocurrency. It's a lofty goal that commands a lofty name, WorldCoin. Co-founded by Altman earlier this year, the project has raised $25 million to date from grandees such as Andreessen Horowitz and Coinbase Ventures. It's part crypto buzz, part financial inclusion dream, and Altman believes that by piggybacking on the network effect of doling out a bit of the pie to every single human on Earth, WorldCoin could evolve into a global, fairly distributed electronic currency. Altman, who runs AI research outfit OpenAI and used to be the CEO of Silicon Valley accelerator Y Combinator, says the concept is untested. A lot of elementary school kids have thought that to give free money to everyone is a good idea, Altman says. But as far as I know, there have been no serious plans than that. The company has now exited stealth mode and released some extremely bold estimates on how many people it thinks will be claiming its WorldCoin. 1 billion in less than 2 years. Plus, Altman thinks this might be the first step towards something more ambitious. It could show the world a new way to think about a prototype of UBI. According to WorldCoin's promotional material, the company was born out of a belief that cryptocurrency technology, if adopted at a global level, would open social and economic doors for billions of people. And that's where the UBI, or Universal Basic Income, comes in. But right now, the argument goes, adoption of mainstream cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum is not global. Research by blockchain analytics company AAA calculated that 300 million people, or 3.9% of the world's population, own some crypto as of 2021. And the distribution is certainly not fair, with a small group of powerful, heavy-hitting whales controlling at least 70% of the global Bitcoin supply. In contrast, Altman says WorldCoin would be a fair coin and a chance to build the biggest financial network ever. All you'll have to do to get your WorldCoin freebie, whose value, as always with crypto, will be determined by the meeting of supply and demand once the coin is launched and listed on online exchanges, is have your eyes scanned. In order to make sure that every person gets only their fair share of WorldCoin, the company has created a spherical device called the Orb that checks people's unique iris patterns to verify whether they have a right to some coins. The company will distribute thousands of such devices to entrepreneurs across the globe, who will themselves be in charge of finding people to eye scan and endow with WorldCoin, and who will get a WorldCoin reward for each person they enroll. Iris scanning has been picked up as a proof of personhood method, according to WorldCoin, because of the low rate of false negatives and positives. In other words, irises are more unique than other biological measurements, but the choice, alongside the vaguely ominous appearance of the orbs, is bound to trigger endless eye-rolling, an unavoidable pun, and suspicions about another California tech company being after your data. Altman, however, says that the system is secure, and that the company will not be storing user data. Every picture of an iris will be converted into a digital code called an iris hash, which will be stored in WorldCom's database to check against future iris hashes and deny coins to known users. The pictures themselves will be erased from the database. We take a picture of your irises. We don't even store it. We calculate a code from it. The code is uploaded, but the image never is, Altman says. We don't know any more information about you than that image. Right now, in fact, WorldCoin is running a pilot involving about 30 orbs in various countries and storing a lot of data, including images of people's eyes, bodies, and faces, and their three-dimensional scans according to the company's own promotion material. Without it, we wouldn't be able to fairly and inclusively give a share of WorldCoin to everyone on Earth. But we can't wait to stop collecting it, and we want to make it clear that it will never be our business to sell your personal data, reads a blog post titled Privacy During Field Testing. In what WorldCoin calls its field testing phase, these images are being collected in order to improve the fraud detection algorithms powering the orbs. This phase will likely continue until early 2022. The data collected up to that point will be deleted once the algorithms are fully trained. Alex Blania, who co-founded the company alongside Altman and Max Novenstern, explains that the orb system allows for beneficial incentive alignments. Not only will people be enticed by the prospect of getting something for free, but an army of orb operators will be actively recruiting them in order to get their rewards. And in turn, WorldCoin has been hiring people to recruit the orb operators, according to an ad posted on a Kenyan job site. WorldCoin itself will remain in charge of distributing the orbs, and also of kicking out any operators that try to tamper with the devices in order to extract unwarranted rewards, for instance by scanning someone twice. Could orb operators get their rewards by surreptitiously scanning the irises of clueless people who never heard about WorldCoin? Blania says the company is testing fraud detection systems, adding that he cannot be extremely specific, but in theory, the company could use metrics such as whether the user has actually claimed the WorldCoin or carried out any transaction in order to spot untoward behavior and root out sneaky orbers. Over the course of the pilot, more than 130,000 users have claimed their WorldCoins, 60,000 in the past month. To date, the project has used 30 orbs run by 25 entrepreneurs in various countries, including Chile, Kenya, Indonesia, Sudan, and France. Blania reckons that the production of new orbs will be increased to 50,000 devices a year, a number on which the projection of 1 billion users is based. A launch date for the actual coin, which will be released as an ERC-20 token on the Ethereum blockchain, has not been released yet. A person familiar with the matter says a launch should happen in early 2022. For Altman, this will be just the start of a wonderful grand social experiment about the power of networks, and also a dress rehearsal for future UBI ambitions. One thing I believe is that you do an experiment, you do a first thing, and then you learn and you'll discover all sorts of things about what works here and what we can improve, he says. There will be many answers to how something like this could become closer to a UBI. Altman has long been a fan of creating some form of universal basic income and of how cryptocurrency could help bring that about. Earlier this year, he took that up a notch, floating the idea that a global UBI could be funded by profits generated by a powerful artificial general intelligence, or AGI. That elicited outrage from critics who regarded Altman's vision as a Silicon Valley dystopia. Microsoft research economist Glenn Weil tweeted that Altman's proposal epitomized the AI ideology that I believe is the most dangerous force in the world today. WorldCoin could conceivably play a role in making that vision come true, Altman says. I want to be clear, this is pure speculation. We've no specific plans for any of this, he says. But you could imagine doing something like the WorldCoin distribution to identify everybody on Earth and then give them a UBI created by AGI's profits.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.